Shalom Aleichem, this is Rabbi Kovacs. Today we start Mishnah Yomi Ta'anit. Ta'anit is fasts. It's quite appropriate that this Masechet is right after Rosh Hashanah, because the day after Rosh Hashanah, we observe the fast of Gedalia. Now most of the fasting we're going to be talking about is when we did not have rains in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is dependent on rain, the Psukim say. It's not like Eretz Mitzrayim. Eretz Mitzrayim famously had the Nile River. It was like a Gana Yerek. There was always water there available if you were willing to schlep it. But Eretz Yisrael, it has some rivers, some streams, but mostly it's dependent on rain falling at the right time to have a proper harvest. It's like this way on purpose. This is a feature, not a bug, that Hashem designed the entire world and Eretz Yisrael like this so that the Jewish people would learn to have emunah and learn to depend on HaKadosh Baruch Hu and work to be deserving of the proper rains in the proper times. So we're in chapter Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Me'ematai, from when? It's also the first word of Maseches Brachos. Me'ematai mazkirin gvurot gishamim. From when do we mention the power over rain? This refers to in our daily tefillot, in the second blessing of the Shmona Esrei, the Amidah, the standing silent prayer. In that second blessing, during a certain season, we're going to see, we add Mashiv HaRuach Umori the Geshem, that Hashem is the one who blows the winds, makes the wind blow and the rain fall, that Hashem is in charge of the seasons and the rainfall and the climate. It's all in his hands. So Mishnah brings up Machlokas. When do we start mentioning Mashiv HaRuach Umori the Geshem in our davening? Rabbi Lezer Omer, Miyom Tov HaRishon Shel Chag, on the first day of the holiday of Sukkot. Remember from our study of Mishnayot Sukkah that there was a water libation done all the days of the holiday of Sukkot, and that water libation was only during Sukkot and not during the rest of the year, so it's the time we're judged on the water. So Rabbi Lezer says that's appropriate. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Miyom Tova Achron Shel Chag, the very last day of Chag, and this doesn't mean Hoshana Rabbah, the seventh day of Sukkot. It actually means Shmini Hagatzeret. Now, Shmini Atzeret, we explained, it's a little bit like a continuation of Sukkot, and it's also a little bit like a regel bifnei atzmo, a little bit like an independent, separate holiday. We discussed in Sukkah that during Sukkot, we bring karbanot, we bring bulls that symbolize all the nations of the world, but in Shmini Atzeret, we only bring karbanot that symbolize Am Yisrael alone. It's like a king, the Gemara brings a mashal, like a king threw a big party for everybody, but then at the end of the party, when everyone goes home, he just wants to be with his most beloved, most trusted friends, not with anyone else, and that's Am Yisrael. Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua. So the Mishnah brings some of the debate here. Rabbi Yeshua says to Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer said the first day. Rabbi Yeshua says, "Ha'il v'ein geshamim el siman klal b'chag." He says, "But isn't rainfall a curse during the festival of Sukkot? Lama mazker? We shouldn't be mentioning it during Sukkot itself." Now this refers back to the second chapter of Mishnayot Sukkah, Mishnah Tes, where we talked about if somebody goes out in the sukkah and it starts raining and it's raining too hard to continue the suda, the meal in the sukkah, it's like a mushel, like someone came to bring a cup of wine to his master and the master threw it in his face and said, I don't need your mitzvah, I don't need your service. So it's not a good sign to rain during sukkah, at least during those days where we're supposed to sit in the sukkah. But Shmini Atzeret should be fine. Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer replies to Yeshua, Af ani, even me, lo amarti lisho, I didn't say you should ask Hashem for rainfall starting on the first day of Sukkot. Ele lehazkir, we're only mentioning and reminding ourselves that Hashem holds all the power of rainfall. So we work on our emunah at this time. Lehazkir mashiva ruach umrei the geshem ba'onatza. We want to mention that Hashem blows the wind, makes the wind blow and the rain fall in the proper time. So he's saying on the first day of Sukkot, we're not asking for rain. We're mentioning that Hashem is the one who brings the rain, and we're strengthening our emunah, our belief in this. Amar lo, Imken, so Yeshua says back, if that's your reasoning, la'olamei masker, you could really mention rainfall the entire year round. You don't have to start at Sukkot, you could mention it the whole year. Now it's interesting, halacha lemaise, Sfardim and some Hasidim, they do mention something the entire year. In the summer they say morid hatal. And then at the switchover point, Shmini Atzeret, they switch to Mashiva Ruach B'de Geshem. Whereas the Ashkenazim, the European Jews, they don't mention anything during the summer, during the second blessing, and then they switch over to Mashiva Ruach B'de Geshem. On to Mishnah Bet. Second Mishnah, Ein Sholin LeGeshamim Ela Samuch LeGeshamim. We only start requesting rain. Now this is Sholin, asking for rain, close to the rainy season. Now, this asking is actually done later on in the Amidah, in the Shemone Esrei, in Barech Aleinu, Barechenu, depending on the Nusach, the prayer for Parnasa, the prayer for Hashem's sustenance and profits. We mention 10 Talu Mator Livrachal Pnei Adama, please give dew and rain as a blessing on the earth. So we're actually making a request. In the second blessing, remember, we're just mentioning the power, Meshiva Ruch Mi the Geshem, that Hashem is the one who holds the key to rainfall. But in this Bracha Parnasa, we actually ask Hashem to give us the rain. And the Mishnah continues, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ha'over Lifnei Ateva, the one who goes in front of the table, meaning the Chazon, the Shliach Tzibur, davening for everybody, B'yom Tov Achron Shel Chag, on the last day of Chag, Shmini Atzeret, Ha'achron Mazkir. The last one mentions the power of rain, meaning the Musaf prayer, meaning Shacharit, the first prayer of the day, on Shmini Atzeret, we don't mention the rain, but starting in Musaf, we do. And often there's a Tikkun Atal, Tikkun Geshem, something recited during the davening before Musaf, that's sort of a switchover, you know, kind of an FYI that everyone should switch over. And he continues talking about the next switchover point, B'yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach, on the first day of Pesach, HaRishon Mazker, the one davening Shacharit, he mentions 10 Talu Matzor Livracha, and he mentions Mishai Meshiva Ruach Amir the Geshem, Achron Enu Mazker, but by Musaf, they stop saying it already. And of course, the Sfardim and some Hasidim, they switch to they switch from Meshiva Ruach to Morida Tal at that point on the first day of Pesach. Ad Eimatai Sholin et Geshamim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ad Sheyavar Pesach. So until when do we still ask for rain? Meaning we still make the request in the blessing of Parnasa, Ten Tal Lamat Levracha, we're asking Hashem actually to give the rain. So Rabbi Yehuda says the entire holiday of Pesach we can keep asking. Even if we're not saying Meshiva Ruach, we can keep asking. Rabbi Meir Omer, Ad Sheyetze Nisan, until Nisan is over, until that whole month is over. Shnei Amari brings the pasuk in Yoel, Vayored Lachem Geshem, Hashem will make rain fall for you, More Umalkosh Barishon, the first rain and the later rain on the first month. Now it's interesting, languages that have something very important, like Eskimos and snow, they have different words for it. So in Hebrew, there's three different words for rain. More goes down like arrows, we're going to see. Malkosh is the later one. And then there's just rain, just plain old rain. So it's a very important thing. So Rabbi Meir brings a pasuk through all of Nisan. So actually, Paschal, there will be Yehuda. We can still ask for rain during Pesach. Yashar Koach and Zay Gesund.